And we go to your calls this morning. Andrew in Seapoint. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I just want to make a comment. You know, you said that this lady in Johannesburg said that's the first drive-in bar in South Africa. But in 1961, 62, I worked in Kimberley. And they used to have one, I can't remember the name, but it's a long time ago, they used to have a drive-in bar there where you sort of drove in and ordered a drink and, you know, you could order another one and you left. It wasn't a food place, it was just a place where you can get liquor. That's a long time ago, and that wow. I think was the first drive-in bar in South Africa.
And it was still legal to drink and drive then?
Yeah, it was still legal. Still legal to drink and drive in those days. But as I say, it was in Kimberley.
Oh, wow.
You know, they remember they used to have the miners and the water.
Yes.
I think I started it then, you know, with the miners.
Oh, my word, Andrew. That is actually quite fascinating. I mean, I'm just trying to think of a time when one could actually do that. Oh, my word.
And maybe someone from Kimberley is as old as me. I'm 80. Maybe they can remember it and just verify it. But that was a long time ago.
No, certainly, Andrew, and thanks for sharing that with us this morning. It is 9 minutes past eight. This is The Morning Show. Keto Cummies and the team, keeping you company all the way through till nine this morning. Next up, we're going to be chatting to Robert Vogel, who is the CEO of the Pedal Power Association. And it's a sad story because a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact, you know, December the 2nd, a tragic biking accident saw the much-loved and respected curator of the Kirstenbosch National Botanical Garden, Philip LaRue, left in a coma with horrific injuries. I believe it happened around the Sakebosse area. Philip was left in a coma, and obviously people were hoping for the best, but sadly he passed on in the early hours of yesterday, Wednesday. And he loved the city's natural beauty as much as he loved hopping on his bike and, you know, going for a bit of a ride. And he also brought those two worlds together, but Robert Vogel will tell you more about that. CEO of the Pedal Power Association. Robert, thank you for joining us on the show this morning. Pretty sad. Really sad what happened, but thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Kino. It was, I mean, I've been following Philip's condition since the accident because some of his friends contacted me on the morning that it happened, and then from the office side, we've been following his progress, and then also privately, I've been getting updates, and it's looked like there were some improvements, then it seemed to be going the other way again, and then unfortunately, yesterday morning at about 7 o'clock, I got a message that he'd passed away. It wasn't good news, you know.
No, really,
it
really
was very sad.
Do we know what happened? I mean, obviously, we know there was an accident, and I believe it was out in the Sakebosse area.
Yeah, it's Victoria Road or Sakebosse, heading into Hart Bay, going down the hill. There's a new intersection there, relatively new, that goes off to the right-hand side. Mount Roads is your main access road. But there's a little servitude road on the left, also serviced by that intersection. And Philip was going down there on his road bike with his friends. The light just turned to red for him and green for the servitude. And unfortunately, Philip wasn't able to brake in time and collided with a vehicle who had green light. So the vehicle had right of way. It's unfortunate that he just couldn't control his speed.
But I mean, he, as we know, and as I've alluded to earlier, you know, the love for nature, the love for cycling, he brought those worlds together. Tell us about how, because normally if you tell people, if you go to Kirstenbosch and you say to them, listen, we like to cycle through here. Previously, people might have told you to take a flying leap, but he obviously saw the benefit of having both worlds, you know, brought together.
Absolutely. I mean, I first made contact with him in 2013 when I was doing some route recce for the Absa Cape Epic, and we wanted to go through Kirstenbosch, and I had a first discussion with him. He was very excited about that. We actually walked the Boomslang together. He said, let's bring the riders over this and let them ride across the treetops. It'll be amazing. That route didn't pan out, unfortunately, but then later on when I was looking, before I joined PPA, we were looking at a route through the southern suburbs, off-road to Constantia Neck, and I went to Sandparks, actually, and said, can I get a route to Newlands or Cecilia Forest? And they said, why should we do that when you can't go through Kirstenbosch? So I said to them, okay, if I open Kirstenbosch, will you allow me the route through your property? And they said, yes. And I went to Philip, knowing that he's a keen mountain biker.
Yeah.
And he and his son and I went on a ride, and we looked at the routes, and he went to his board at Sandby, and they came back and said, yes, let's give it a go. He saw the value of it. And, you know, we had teething issues with a couple of riders going down into the gardens, but we sorted that out. But what I always remember is that whenever there was an issue, he was never upset about it. He just said, let's try and solve it. I understand what's going on. Mm. I see the big picture. I'm keen. And, I mean, he was always seeing the positive of it and how the people enjoy the garden, how busy it was. You know, we'd sit on the route together with my wife. We handed out bike bells to riders. I remember a dog walker coming through the gardens who was not meant to be there. And Philip went to him and said, you know, you're not allowed to be with a dog. But he said to him, just next time, don't do it again. You know, I don't know. His attitude was just fantastic. Yeah. And he was so supportive of what we were doing.
And we celebrate the human being that he was, the spirit that he was. And I want to thank you, Robert, for joining us this morning. Our roads, of course, are there for everybody to use, and tragic accidents do happen, and lives are lost. And I think, you know, if we are able to celebrate the lives that have made a difference in other people's lives, then absolutely, as we've done this morning. So, Robert, thank you so much. And I know it's a tough time for all of you, especially those who've, you know, known him very well, but really appreciate your presence this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Robert Vogel there, CEO of the Pedal Power Association.